It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable and inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salu. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If opportunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for meeting here with us on Tabernacle Time. We've counted a great privilege, as well as a great blessing, to be able to share with you the goodness of God, His love for us, showing His love, sending His only begotten Son to give His love to us. Jesus, the gift of God, His only begotten Son, who would die on an old rugged cross, shedding His blood to buy salvation for us. We'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter 10 today. That's Hebrews chapter 10. But before we get into God's Word, knowing that tomorrow is Memorial Day and we remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our nation by the giving of their lives in the service of our country, we would like to share a song with you by the Moore family from Jonesville, North Carolina. The name of this first song that they're going to sing is titled, He Took the Hill.
On a battlefield one day, a charge was given to a soldier in a land so far from home. To climb the hill meant death was surely waiting. Determined, he decided to press on. In his mind, he pictured people living in freedom, all because of the price that he would pay. His life a sacrifice by his own choosing, and oh, what a victory that day. He took the hill, the perfect soldier. He took the hill, now the battle's over. Battlefield for souls, a charge was given to a soldier in a land so far from home. To climb the hill meant death was surely waiting. Determined, he decided to press on. In his mind, he pictured people living in freedom, all because of the price that he would pay. His life, the sacrifice by his own choosing. And oh, what a victory that day!
was raised, sin's debt was paid, God's love fulfilled, he took the hill, the cross was raised, sin's debt was paid, God's love fulfilled, he took the hill.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross. Luke 23:33 says, "And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him." There are families today who are dealing with the loss of their loved one because their loved one has given their lives for the freedom that we enjoy today here in America. Tomorrow we remember those that have given their lives in serving their country. But we need to also remember that there was one who gave his life purposefully so that we might have everlasting life. The Lord Jesus gave himself to die so that we might live. As these soldiers have given their lives to offer freedom for us, so Jesus Christ gave his life so that we might have everlasting life. We remember what these soldiers did, but because of what Jesus did on the old rugged cross, we have freedom from sin. If we will receive what Jesus Christ did on that old rugged cross, asking him to be our personal Savior. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you would like to know what is involved in receiving this gift that he bought with the price of his own blood on the old rugged cross, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive this gift that Jesus paid such a high price for as he gave of himself, shedding his blood to die in your place. My number is 919-563-6753. We'd also like to invite you to be with us today in our services at Tabernacle Baptist Church. We start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services. And unless you're providentially hindered and can't be with us until Wednesday night, please be with us this morning in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church. You may also go to our website, www.mebbentabernaclebaptistchurch.com, all one word, and Mebben is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, Mebben Tabernacle Baptist Church. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find written material that will share with you how you can receive this gift that was bought for you through the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also, you can find written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord after you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebbens Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebbens with an apostrophe S, there you'll find the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you'll also find a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we'll be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 10 today. That's Hebrews chapter 10. Let's listen to another song by the Moore family from Jonesville, North Carolina. The name of this second song is titled, I Will Stand.
I never thought I'd be here standing in this place. I thought it never happened to me. Inside I asked the question, what is this trial for? But then a still small voice whispers to me,
will you stand when you feel so all alone? Will you stand when it seems all hope is gone? And in your weakest hour, I'll be here by your side. Will you stand?
We all go through trials as we go along life's way. We all face battles day to day. So many of our leaders have fallen from the ranks, and it's time that we as Christians stand and say,
I will stand when I feel so all alone. I will stand when it seems all hope is gone. And in my weakest hour, you'll be here by my side. I will stand. We will stand when we feel so all alone. We will stand when it seems all hope is gone. And in our weakest hour, you'll be here by our side. Stand. We will stand.
Because of the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ gave for us on our behalf, we need to remember that even as the soldiers that have given themselves in battle, so that we might be able to have freedom, so that we might stand for our nation. So Christ gave himself for us, so that we might stand for him. This is Galatians 5, verse number 1. Paul says to the church of Galatia, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Paul declares the importance of having a testimony, standing in the will of the Lord, standing fast in the love and the freedom. And that's not freedom to sin, my friend. If you've been saved, what Paul says is stand fast, therefore, in a liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free from sin. Because he says, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. We have a call to stand in the perfect will of God, being obedient to his will and his way taught in his word. We need to stand because of what Jesus Christ did in dying for us. We need to say no to temptation so that we might find that way of escape that 1 Corinthians 10:13 declares that God has faithfully given to us for every temptation we face, so that we might live for him and stand for him. Now you might say, preacher, why do we need to stand for the Lord? Once I'm saved, I've got everlasting life, and I don't need to worry about my salvation. My friend, the testimony that you have in your life is for others so that they can see the difference Christ has made in your life, so that you might be helpful in getting them to the Lord as Savior. Listen to this last song by the Moore family from Jonesville, North Carolina. The name of this last song is titled, If Only just a few.
His hands were tied behind his back as he stood before the court. The Apostle Paul was facing death again. Someone said, "This man has preached that Jesus Christ is Lord." We say, "Let the scourging now begin." He felt his body tighten, the blood began to flow, and between the stripes, Paul just sang his song.
If only just a few believe, I will tell of Calvary. I will be a witness for the cross. If only just a few are saved, I will go in Jesus' name. I will share my story with the lost.
And if heaven celebrates when just one
lost soul prays through,
then I'll give my all,
if for only just a few.
Paul remembered well the time when Timothy was saved, just one out of all who heard the news. And for months across the little towns, preaching Jesus is the way. Some days he convinced just one or two. Were they worth his sufferings as the soldiers left him lay? Through the tears they could hear him say,
if only just a few believe, I will tell of Calvary. I will be a witness for the cross. If only just a few are saved, I will go in Jesus' name. I will share my story with the lost.
And if heaven celebrates when just one
lost soul prays through,
then I'll give my all,
if for only just a few. I may not see great numbers come to know the Lord, but if I working, great is my reward. If only just a few believe, I will tell of Calvary. I will be a witness for the cross. If only just a few are saved, I will go in Jesus' name. I will share my story with the lost.
And if heaven celebrates when just
one lost soul prays through,
then I'll give my all,
if for only just a few. Then I'll give my all, if for only just a few. I'll give my all for just a few.
The freedom that we enjoy in this country is because of those who have given their all. Paul declared that he would give his all. He said that he would gladly spend and be spent for the welfare of others. This is what he said in Romans 1:16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Salvation by the Lord Jesus Christ, a wonderful message that we that know the Lord as Savior can share with a lost and dying world. We are called to share the message so that the Lord can bring conviction of heart, so that the Lord can draw them to Himself for salvation. But if we don't share, how will they know? You say, "Preacher, I've tried sharing the gospel, and there haven't been very many that have responded to it." Just remember that every soul that responds to the gospel is one soul that will have everlasting life and will never, ever see the flames of the lake of fire. My friend, if only but a few get saved, it will be worth you giving your life to live for the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 10, we find the writer of Hebrews continuing to tell us about the greater sacrifice that was given, the New Testament in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the first verses that we have covered in chapter number 10, we find what they had in the Old Testament, the animal sacrifices that had to be done every year, the priesthood. All of these things were redone to cover sins. But we find it starting with verse number 5, "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, Lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God." Above, when he said, "Sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offering for sin thou wouldest not, neither hadst pleasure therein, which are offered by the law," then said he, "Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second. Verse number 10 says, "By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ, once for all." As the sacrifices in the Old Testament were given and had to be repeated every year because these sacrifices were not perfect, so when Jesus Christ came to bring the new covenant, the New Testament, he also came to die once, once for all. And when we receive Jesus as our personal Savior, we are saved. We have everlasting life because Christ's sacrifice for us was once for all. Now, we are sanctified. We are set apart because of this salvation, according to this verse. "By the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Jesus died so that we might be sanctified to the Lord. Now, the way that you claim this sanctification is by receiving him, according to John 1:12. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." But this sanctification, this setting apart by asking Jesus to be our Savior, saves us once for all. We only need to be saved one time. If you ever accept Christ as Savior, that one time in receiving Christ will take you through all eternity because his salvation is perfect, and he offers that perfect salvation as a gift to us when we receive him as Savior. Verse number 11 says, "And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But this man," the Lord Jesus Christ, "after he had offered one sacrifice for the sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool." We still deal with the enemies of the Lord, the world, the flesh, the devil. And as we deal with these enemies, we must remember that God has given us victory through the salvation that He's given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. He says in verse number 12, "But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God." Jesus died on the old rugged cross, shedding His blood, was buried, and rose again. What Jesus did in salvation is completed. Now He sits at the right hand of the throne of God so that He can intercede for us. In Romans chapter 8, our prayers are offered to our Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit delivers our prayers to the Lord Jesus Christ with groanings that cannot be uttered. God has given to us the throne of grace as Jesus made that throne of grace possible. We are on the winning side. We have everlasting life. We have access to the throne of God. We have access to the will of God. We have access to the wisdom of God. We have access to the strength of God. We have access to all these things because of knowing Christ as Savior. And one day, all of the foes of the Lord Jesus Christ will be put under His feet. That's why it's so important that we realize that even now we have victory in Jesus, not only through salvation, but also through living for the Lord after we're saved. Now, my friend, if you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, Jesus died for you so that you could have everlasting life. Once for all, Jesus paid the price so that if you would acknowledge that you're a sinner and repent of your sins and ask Jesus to save you, my friend, if you already know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, think of the victory that was bought for you because He died on a hill called Mount Calvary and was buried and rose again. He bought salvation by His precious blood so that you could have victory not just in salvation, but also in a sanctified Christian life. Know the joy of walking with the Lord and living for the Lord so that other people will be brought to the Lord. My friend, if I can help you, please call me and join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible studies at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time."